Aber was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön das Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.
Hey! Hey-o!
Oh, look at what goes on my feet!
Look what goes on my hands and my body!
And look at what goes on our head!
And my head!
We got new merch, new socks and shirts. It's been a long time since we made merch, but we really love this drop. That's why we did it. Yeah. We waited. We think this design
we got
so cool.
Baseball caps.
The t-shirts.
We have the thank you t-shirts.
And socks.
And we have socks.
Available right now at badfriendsmerch.com.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. The rivers and the light and the sea. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
You know the whole lyric, huh? I have no
idea. I seen the rainbow yesterday, and so many.
You know that song?
What?
I got you a gift to start the show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, 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 bum. Gift.
I have no gift.
Well, last time you told us about how much your new hobby has enthralled you, and although we couldn't get you exactly what I thought we were supposed to get you, we got you something else.
Who did it?
Yay.
What size are they?
Your size.
Nine?
Nine, baby.
They're nice.
You like these?
I love Europa.
These are the Europa Track Control. These are the grippers. This was
whose are there that they wore it and then they didn't want to wear it anymore?
No, this was a 14-year-old boy who lives in Burbank. That's what we got them from.
No, really?
Yeah. But they're yours now, dog. Ooh.
Thanks, bud.
And look at the rubber's worn out on the brakes.
Do they work, though?
Do they work? Well, they don't break unless like the wheels don't work. But of course they work. Strap up and rock out. You want to take a break and roll around the parking lot for a minute?
$11.99?
That's how much they were.
$11.99. Mm-hmm.
What would you like them to be?
$300.
Why?
I want the high-tech versions of this.
Those are the highest tech.
Dude, I can go online right now and get a higher tech.
It's last year's model.
Is it really?
Yeah. That kid was ripping.
Oh, I don't like it.
Come on, put them on.
Was it?
Put them on and rip around the neighborhood for 1 minute. No, please. No. It would really help me out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm having a tough day. I need a good day.
All right.
Hell yeah.
You're being real?
Yeah. Yes.
If I wipe out, I swear to God.
You're not going to wipe out. Come on.
Right, where do we go?
Outside. Jump something. He's doing a move. He's doing the Elon. Jump over the yellow. Jump over the yellows.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two or something.
We're bad friends.
Are your computer up there?
Yeah. Those are gone. I don't think we have ice here. I think you have to go get ice.
You okay, Bob?
Who has that clip of him falling?
That's all I heard, you laughing. No, and that makes me realize that we don't have the friendship that we have.
Not true. I ran. I said, "Are you okay?" Then I turned and saw.
Oh, you said okay, and then you cackle like a hyena.
We have the footage. If you want to rewind it, we can actually watch what happened. Is you fell? I go, "Oh my God, is he okay?" And then I turn my head while we're coming over to you, and those two Mexican guys are dying laughing, and I mean dying laughing. Am I wrong?
Do you have audio on that? See if I can. My friend, my supposed friend, cackling like a hyena. Oh, you jump over. You said jump over.
No, he said it.
No, you said. Dude, wait. Stop. Stop. That wasn't Mexicans laughing. You laughed as soon as the fall happened, you piece of shit, dude.
Look.
No. Rewind it.
Look to
you
my
piece
right.
Of shit.
To my
you
right.
Piece of
it's
shit.
An Irish laughter.
Look, watch.
To my right.
You did.
He's looking.
That's right. He's looking.
I'm looking at.
And you looked. You left and then you looked. You piece of shit, dude. That's not cool, dude. Are you okay? Oh my.
I said, are you okay?
In laughing.
Watch. Listen to the rest. Are you okay? Honestly concerned. Fuck, we said. Our hands on hips. Nervous. Carlos laugh. See? See? It's all, are you okay? Look at the Mexicans. Look at the Look at the Mexican dudes laughing. Look, look, he's right
dude,
there.
Dude, I know,
dude. Dude, look at him laughing. Look at these Mexican guys laughing. Know, dude, but- Trump, do your job, Trump. And get these guys. They're cracking the fuck up.
No, wait.
Yes,
zoom
he
in.
Is.
Zoom in that guy right now. Freeze.
Zoom in on the other guy.
Well, okay. From what I see,
there's two of them.
He ain't laughing, dog.
Yes, he 100% he's laughing. Yes, he was. Everybody saw it.
Oh, wait, go back to the fall, though.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Here, we have this different angle. Yeah,
two angles. Yeah.
Okay. This is what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? That's the
no,
first
I'm
thing
not,
you
I
hear.
Can't feel my fucking fingers.
Well, I asked, are you okay? Yeah. No, I'm the first one.
Are you okay in a laughing hyena style? Laugh, dude. Okay? Rewind the laughter.
Three, are you okays?
Get the audio up, dude.
So many are you okays.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Dude.
You're a piece of shit. Dude.
So many are you okays.
You're not a friend of mine.
You okay, Bob?
Volume.
See? Are you okay, Bob? We're concerned.
Go right to that fall again.
All right, everybody don't laugh.
Don't laugh.
When the fall happens, yeah. Do not laugh. Okay.
If you smile... I will literally, no, put your shirt down. Any of you, you guys smile. I'm, dude, I'm going to leave.
Dude,
I really am going to leave.
If you guys laugh, you're going to go, dude. You're going to get deep shit. No more. I'm not even fucking kidding. Bob, hold on. Stop. Play the video, and if anybody in the fucking booth laughs,
smile.
You're fired.
Any enthusiasm or no, you can't cover your mouth. Fuck
nothing.
You, nothing.
Show your face, you cowards.
All right, go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Carlos, you're fired. God, are you
might
okay?
Not be.
See, look, and I'm concerned. Are you okay? Five, are you okay?
Why are you crying?
Because I'm sad that you got hurt.
I'm laughing at
the
joke, not you.
One more from the other angle.
You okay, Bob?
Hold on.
I have a third. There's a third angle.
Hold on. Play this out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
See? Fancy smiling.
Yeah. I need...
funny, dude. No, these guys are laughing.
The Mexicans,
funny,
dude.
Man.
Did you break your wrist?
I think I did. I'm sorry, dude.
you literally aren't a friend of mine. It's so sad. It's so fucking sad.
Those guys are laughing, and it made me laugh.
No, dude. You laughed at impact.
That's not true. We just watched it again. I didn't I didn't crack a smile.
Watch the first one again.
Watch the first one, and I won't laugh.
Okay.
Watch.
Watch. Listen to
it
right when I fall.
You're the one. Dude. You're the fucking dick.
Pause. Pause it.
Jump over the curb.
Start it over.
Jump over the
McCone
yellow.
Yells.
It doesn't matter. You
jump over
it.
The curb and I go, yeah, jump over the curb. I repeat what you said. Am I? That is true.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a trick.
Jump inside the volcano. Yeah, jump inside the volcano. It's
well,
the
I thought
same
it'd be cool.
Fucking thing, dude.
I thought it'd be cool if you jumped over the volcano. You went in.
Okay. Go ahead.
You didn't even get near the
Shh.
Volcano.
See? He just said jump over the yellow one.
Fuck you.
Stop it. Sit down. Insane, please sit.
Dude,
let's move forward.
That's insane.
Look, we all learned a lesson. No more gifts. This was retaliation, if I'm being honest, from how much my heart hurt when I bought you those Arsenal shoes and you didn't like them. That's kind of what this
oh, really?
Was. And I knew that you'd fall on these and I bought them knowing you'd fall.
Yeah. One Christmas, I bought probably $4,000 or $5,000 worth of gifts to you. Oh.
And yours is worth what, $300-$400? We can get into it a little.
I've given you more gifts consistently than you've ever given me.
I do it in chunks, in big chunks.
You do it once. You did it one time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry terrible. That you feel bad. You need to put ice on your hand again, though.
Yeah.
You just ice it.
Oh my God, that was terrible, dude. Anyway.
That's not what it's like when you go to the roller rink.
No.
It's way more smooth.
It's not bumpy.
Chiseled concrete is not the move.
I was doing some moves out there even too.
It looked good.
Yeah, I was slicing it out and everything too. And then the middle part of the thing I can handle. But when it got bumpy and when I heard the little weasel go, jump on the curb. Jump over the red, yellow thing, bud.
That was him.
Yeah. Jump over the yellow thing, buddy.
Yeah, he was instigating.
You weren't even attempting to jump, but you just fell in the middle.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking professional rollerblader, dude.
Not anymore.
Yeah. So I think even me saying that is ultimately irrelevant because you didn't hurt yourself jumping over the yellow thing. You just couldn't even get over the middle of the street.
Oh my God, don't. Please don't.
Oh my God. We're done.
No, please.
Okay. You're fucking attitude.
You know, I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Why I love you so much?
Shut up.
I was having a real, real bad day.
Fuck off.
Okay. Do you want me to level with you for real? My dad had a heart attack last night.
Jesus.
And he's in the hospital. So I was having a crazy.
Which
day.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Stepdad or real dad?
My real father.
Okay.
What is that? And you laugh now?
See? So what, the one that abandoned you?
And see, you laugh?
Yeah, yeah.
The reason that you laugh.
Say it again.
The reason you laugh.
Say it again.
Is why I laugh when you fall on rollerblades.
Yeah, say it again. Dude.
My father had a heart attack last night. You think it's funny? See? Now, are we even now? Now we're even.
Oh, is he okay?
He is okay, yeah.
Really, is he going to be okay, though?
We'll find out.
All right, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why I laugh at you when you fall.
Yeah,
because you're actually
a little different.
Because you're actually a bad person.
No, you're a terrible.
Like you're genuinely a bad.
You're a terrible human being. But you'll be hearing from somebody.
Whom? You can't even. Your assistant can't even answer your text.
And you know
what are you gonna go get a fucking lawyer?
So my sister. So Andrew texts my assistant on Monday.
Hmm.
She doesn't reply until Friday.
That's right. One week.
Right.
I go, hey, what's Bobby's schedule?
She has a shit. You know, he has a shit storm. You know what I mean? In rage, right?
To whom?
About my assistant.
I didn't say anything bad to her. I just go, don't worry about it.
No, you said great assistant.
No, when I called you.
5 days.
Yeah, 5 days.
Right? And I called my-
5 days?
Yeah, yeah. I called my assistant. I go, great job. continue the work, my friend.
And then she texted me and was like, I'm so sorry. I'll never do this.
She went camping.
Yeah, and I-
She can't go camping?
Brother, she's been camping.
Oh, is it another fucking weight joke?
What? I don't even know what she looks like. I've never seen her in my life.
Body shaming.
You know what's interesting? I've never seen what she looks like, and here Bobby is saying how he feels. So you're projecting.
No.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
I've never met this human in my life. I don't even know who it is. It's an apparition. As far as I'm concerned.
You've never met Melanie, my assistant.
When would I have ever met fucking Melanie?
Well, then take that out.
Yeah, fuck you. No, that at least stays in.
Take it out. You feel that way.
Yeah, you do.
You body shame people.
Never seen her in my life. Don't even know. By
not
the way,
her,
as far
else.
As I'm concerned, she's ChatGPT. I don't even know if she's fucking real. I've never even known this human to be real.
Also, fat people don't go camping.
Bam. Oh my God. Bam, dude. This guy's shooting the fact gun.
Dude, put away your fact gun, dude.
You asked me for restaurant recommendations.
Oh my God.
Did I send you to a good spot?
We can't go from negative to positive that quick.
That's the best part of the show.
No, I don't like it.
The part of the show
I can't
is
change my food that quickly.
You fall. You make fun of my dad that has a heart attack.
No.
And he's in the hospital right now.
Like a little child at a playground.
Are you okay? Were you okay? Are you okay from the fall?
Is your daddy going to die?
Maybe. Maybe. Huge difference between the two. You falling in the parking lot.
You.
Yeah, and you fell, you little fat jelly roll.
Yeah, I got, now how is it that he's more mad than me?
No, I'm not mad. If you shoot at me, I'm going to shoot back.
You shot at me first!
How?
You gackling when I was falling.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
When a short little fat guy falls on rollerblades.
To see if it's funny.
Huh?
You want to watch it again, see if it's funny?
No!
See what I mean, dude?
Dude, it's funny.
All right.
It's fucking, this is inherently funny.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Oh, no. Oh, no. no. I fall on the ground. I go for the yellow thing. I fall on the ground. Laugh into the mic so we know you're laughing. Will you cut it out? Having a blast. Oh, God.
Man, okay. What
a beautiful sunny day, no less.
Yeah. In front of my two favorite Mexicans. Embarrassing.
All right, jump to something fun.
Imagine if they were like a group of like hot chicks.
I mean, come on.
That would have been so sad for me.
No. See, I disagree. Hot chicks would have found it endearing that we were having fun with it. And they would have been like, are you okay?
No, they'd be like, are you okay?
No, it's not high school.
That's why.
That's high school.
God, are you okay?
Ick.
What?
They would have got the ick.
They would have got the ick, for sure.
If they were...
A guy with no balance? People want balance.
How about this?
What they look for, a job, you know what I mean? Security, balance.
Look up traits that women love in men. Balance is not on there.
Yeah, balance is on there, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Traits that women love in men. Ready? Confidence, kindness, intelligence, balance. Oh my God, it is. It's the fourth one.
Yeah. Sense of humor.
Sense of humor. Yeah, see, you fell, we laughed.
I know, but not that. It would give, right? Carlos backed me up, but ick.
Ick.
Yeah, it's totally ick.
If they're, okay.
A producer, ick. Not get a job.
How about this? Ick, if
you
they're,
I mean? He's
ick.
Not going to be in fucking Commando 2. You know what I mean? He's got to run across the field with a fucking M16.
You know what the producers? You know what the producers of Karate Ghost? They'd be like, "We got to put this guy in the movie again." Look, you mid air, you did a kick. You did a karate.
I didn't kick, dude. Both of mine are kicked out.
Do women find it important for men to have balance? Do women find it important for men to have balance? You will find out.
Fuck.
There's a rock in there. Oh, there's a piece of skin.
Yeah, you want some?
No, thank you.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it on your body.
All right, enough punch you.
Why?
I don't want your skin.
Yeah, put my skin on your body, dude.
I don't want it.
That's blood brother.
Generally women find it important for men to have a healthy work-life balance, and you do.
Work and life out there.
Oh my God. You have a Band-Aid or no?
I doubt this place has a Band-Aid.
Okay.
I don't even know if we don't have like proper anything here.
Okay.
You know, someone else said that. Who walked in the studio and goes, this is how you guys operate?
Yeah.
This place is a joke. It's a joke.
People go, oh, congratulations, you know, you got a great podcast. And I'm like, we work in a dump. In an alleyway.
But don't you like, isn't this good?
It's the way it is.
I would rather this than the other thing.
It's like Sesame Street. Like, we went down Sesame Street, right? Yeah, and then there was like a door there. What's up?
He's got paper towels. Yeah. Please. Do you want some, get him some Purell. Purell is alcohol. It's going to hurt. But you
Oh my God.
You have to clean the cut.
Oh, you do it. I'm going to close my eyes.
Fuck. Give it to me. Do you have a when was the last time you got a tetanus shot?
I've never gotten one.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, but you have to. You have to clean it. Sorry. Punch him. Take it out on McCone.
God, dude.
Take it out on McCone.
Anyway, let's go to positive.
You called me up. You said, I need a good breakfast restaurant. I suggested it.
It was called Miracle Bakery.
Yep. In Burbank.
So I was with somebody I'm seeing, and we were in Burbank. Mm. And we were shopping. I bought a 2012 Godzilla statue.
Shut up. How big?
It's like this big.
Wait, is it at your house now?
Yeah. I also got a Master Blaster statue.
Dude, where did you go shopping?
Yeah. It's called Blast from the Past.
Oh, in downtown.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah. So I got a Master Blaster, and then I got a Transformer, old Transformer, and then I got a bunch of stickers and whatnot.
What?
And then I got that.
Whoa.
And then we, cool. Then, you know, and then my date was like, she was like, I want something breakfasty. I go, I don't know anything around here. Let's just get tacos. I want breakfasty.
Yeah, you got to do what they want. They want breakfasty, you got to give it to them.
I called Andrew, and he brought me to a place that was really good.
And I'm going
to
be honest. Let me be honest. When you ask me about a spot, don't I deliver? Typically, I said...
That's the thing about you. That's why I call you.
Because, I know, I love you.
Especially in the Burbank area, because you used to live in that area.
Love Burbank.
That I know that you know the spots there.
Well,
You know globally. Like, if I'm in like Indianapolis, I think you know.
I got you.
Yeah, you got me. Anywhere in the cities, I think you know.
Yeah, the rurals are going to be hard for me. Even places like Taipei. If you're in Taipei, I can hook it up.
You can hook up Taipei, yeah.
So Miracle Bakery, phenomenal stuff.
Breakfast
if you're ever in Burbank,
great.
Go say hi.
Also, they treated me like a king.
Well, you are.
No, they were just nice to everybody.
They're great people.
Yeah.
They make phenomenal food, and they cook it all there.
We disagreed with the donut.
What happened? Well, this is not a really... You're a donut purist. It's different.
Yeah.
This
I is disagreed not their, with the donut.
Okay.
A donut, I mean.
But their specialty was all the other... The breakfast items are their best.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the donut?
It was like a faux nut kind of a... The consistency wasn't what I was looking
it's
for.
It's probably a little healthier.
Probably.
That's why it's not good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, look... Healthy stuff that's supposed to be unhealthy.
But everything else was excellente.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You wore, whoa, you it's shorts. Vacation, Marin.
It's you wore oh, shorts. My. I've never worn slippers. Fucking... What the slippers about?
Blue chair, babe. Blue chair.
It's a, yeah, it's a,
dude.
What's your welcome? ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know packages don't arrive by magic. Mm-hmm. But it sure will feel like it if you use ShipStation.
Over 700 million orders were fulfilled with ShipStation. We use ShipStation. We love ShipStation. They've been good to us. They can be good to you. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. You can start like Bad Friends did out of a little shanty where our first studio was to now we've expanded to get you all of this new merch and gear that we've got. Thank you to ShipStation because the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates.
Seamlessly integrate with services and selling channels you already use and manage orders on one easy dashboard.
You can deliver a better customer experience with industry-leading scalable features that help you ensure accuracy, get shipments out the door faster, and keep customers happier with automated tracking updates with your company's branding. You got to use it. During the time of this spot, another 1,400 packages were shipped with the help of ShipStation. Upgrade to a smoother shipping experience. Go to ShipStation.com/badfriends to sign up for your free trial.
No credit card or contract required, and you can cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com/badfriends.
Simply safe.
You know, I have animals.
You have a lot of
people
animals.
Living in my house.
Yeah, you're like
and
Noah.
Sometimes, and I also live in the woods.
You do live in the woods.
Right, and I do. And we got Simply Safe from...
We got Simply Safe from them.
And can I say something?
Yeah.
My sleeps have been so... You know why? Because I know a slasher isn't going
to
walk in.
No one's going to be able to walk in.
Because I have security, and security is what?
It's priceless.
It's exactly.
That's right. And most security systems only take action after somebody breaks in. Too late. That's way too late.
Way too late.
Simply Safe's new Active Guard outdoor protection helps stop break-ins before they happen.
I would like AI-powered cameras, live monitoring agents detect suspicious activity around your property. If someone's lurking, you know what I mean? Agents talk to them in real time, turn on spotlights, and can call the police, proactively deterring crime before it even starts, my
friend. Here's the truth about Simply Safe. If you don't know, you're a bozo. There's no contracts, no hidden fees. It got named the best home security system of 2025 by CNET. That's right now. It's ranked number one in customer service by Newsweek and USA Today. Monitoring plans start for about $1 a day, and you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So visit simplysafe.com/badfriends to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month for free.
That's simplysafe.com/badfriends.
There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Kachava. Okay, so... Over the years, I've taken protein powders, different type of thing.
For years, you've been doing that.
I've been doing it. And Kachava is my favorite one because I'll tell you why. The flavor, the chocolate, the matcha one, the one with vanilla in it. There's one with chai. There's a chai one. What you do is you just take two scoops, put it into a, what do you call it? A
little shaker.
A shaker.
Yeah, they give you a shaker.
Shake it. Yeah, they gave you one. You shake it about five or six times. Last night, I had hunger pains, as you know. You know, and I took two chocolate ones, right? Mm-hmm. Shook it. Hunger pains went away, right? My body felt great, right? I love Kachava.
You look great, by the way. Hey. 25 grams of 100% plant-based protein in every single one. That's pretty impressive. 5 indulgent flavors. So you got chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai, which I love.
With every two scoops of Kachava, you get 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients.
You got to try it. You can fuel your daily adventures with Kachava. Go to kachava.com and use the code BADFRIENDS for 15% off your next order.
I mean, I can't live without it. And I'm being real.
No, I know. You
this
love
is,
it.
This last month, it's been Kachava for Papa.
He's having
that's Kachava.
Day.
KACHAVA.com code bad friends to get 15% off.
Oh God.
Did you see the sign here, by the way, Mark? Did you see what the kids did for you?
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome.
That's clever.
Do you have a volume for my cans? This is?
Yeah, no. He'll adjust you right there.
Get some volumes, please.
Yeah, I like to.
He's
like
older. He might not hear well.
Well, that's funny. That's a pretty good one. How's the new material coming?
Okay. You go right to the throat? That's fucking cruel.
And let me
that's
tell you something.
Cruel. That's cruel be ever. And last night, I have to say, Peter Shore came up to me and goes, that's 6 minutes I've never even seen before.
I know.
And they're strong.
He told me today I just spent 4 hours with him.
Yeah. And did he say something about my my act?
Yeah, he said he did new material.
Yeah. Then why, what's the slam about, guy? Yeah,
I thought it would roll right off you because it's not true.
No, but I should do more. The outpitch should be more.
Dude, you're Aaron. Right.
He knows.
He's clever. He's so clever. He's so good at what
he's
he does.
He's shifty, dude.
He is.
Comics, you want me to be open? I can be open.
Yeah, be open.
Yeah, you can fly free on this show.
I feel that. I feel safe with you guys.
You should.
That's when I was driving over here, I thought, this is going to be a supportive, safe room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want to
say
us.
Whatever you want.
No, I got nothing. Do you guys have a plan?
Yeah,
We do. We got a plan for the yam.
Yeah. The question to me is, why would you end? I'm going to say something before I even say that. Hmm. I want to say that I feel like there's two people that are the pioneers in terms of comedy that inspired this generation to do it, which is a generation below you.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
it's you?
Just one below me.
And Mario Batali.
For sure.
His podcast is so good.
I think we probably all owe it to Tom Green.
We do, actually.
I did Tom. Yeah, right. Tom was first.
With the video podcast.
With the video, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, me and who else?
Rogan.
Okay.
Who's that?
Joe Rogan.
Joseph Rogan?
Yeah, he's out of Texas.
Oh, Texas. Got it. Yeah. I got it. Got it.
Yeah. You love Austin, don't you?
He's running half the planet out of Texas.
Yeah.
He's got a tight hold on the enlightened meathead.
Dude, Marin's disdain.
It's not disdain. It's reasonable criticism.
Reasonable criticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you spoke with him?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess it would have been at the store. I never talked to him in Austin. I don't go into the club. Mm. I don't really think I'm on his radar. So
something tells me you are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, something,
yeah,
tells,
something
me
tells me
too.
You are.
I don't you know, it's weird that you get lumped into a certain thing, and maybe it's my assumption that you know, his army of you know, healthy fellas.
Is that their title? Army of Healthy Fellas is so good.
No, you just got to, you know, stay and keep the machine.
The machine's got to be good.
Yeah.
That's a shot at Bert. Go ahead.
What do you think the Austin shelf life is going to be?
Well, I don't know. Like, I think that it's so effectively tribalized at this point. It really comes down to material. I mean, at what point... It's like whatever they represented in terms of policy, it's not a stretch. It's like they won. Trans people are frightened. They have no ability to get health care anymore. And they're afraid of being alive and have no freedom left. So that's done. When do you stop with the jokes?
When do you stop with the jokes?
And like immigrants. Okay, well, they're being ripped away from their homes. And yeah, and they're all terrified. And okay, so that's done. When do you stop with the jokes?
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to pick on the vulnerable and the marginalized, but I mean, they're down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why do you got to keep hitting them unless you're a hack? Now there's a question.
Mark, wow.
He comes in swinging.
Yeah.
No, so I don't know the last time I talked to Joe. People for a while were like, you know, why don't you go on Joe's show? And my answer to that is like, why?
Why? Right. Well, it doesn't service you.
Well, no, I don't need him. And also, there's no way for me to, like, what am I going to talk to him about? And there's no way for me to sort of not walk out of there and be like, all right, I guess I'll look at my phone. Oh, fuck. How long is this going to go on for? You know, like.
Right.
But it's like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X made me meeting at one point. Don't you think? Let's go historical with it.
Say it again.
Malcolm X and Martin Luther King meeting. They met at one point.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
And pioneers of the civil rights movement.
Which one is Malcolm X and which one's Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King.
I don't really think
that's
this,
not Martin Luther?
The analogy doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't.
He's so bad at analogies. Let him keep going with this.
Yeah.
It's going to get funnier as it goes
on. Yeah. Okay, let me go with more analogies.
He's like, this is if Hitler's and Goebbels had to hang out off the work site.
Why, one of those is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got half that analogy.
See, Mark, why could you just once support me? You know what I mean? With an analogy.
Shut up.
But that was just wrong. It brought race into it in a very profound way.
Yeah.
And I would.
Mine was angled and funny and distant. It went somewhere else.
Yeah, I think on one side of that, there's a guy that's aggressively fighting for the civil rights of victimized white people. God knows they've had it hard enough for a long enough time. But
has Joe asked you?
No.
Oh.
Here's a better angle.
Adam used to, you know, go like, hey, what? And I'm like, right. No, yeah. Why?
Well, because it's interesting being someone like us on the outside of it and watching you guys.
Oh, you got 1 foot in, baby.
Well, yeah, it's right up your ass.
Yeah, that's the other foot.
I think what it is for me is I would love to see you guys chat, but I'd love to see you guys chat in neither of your arenas. It would be the only way it'd be legit. Mm. Because if you have to go to his show, going to work.
Very good.
He has to go to your house, not going to work. You guys would have to do this thing.
It's like setting up a mob meeting
here.
Seriously.
They should do it here.
Moderated.
You should do it here at Bad Friends.
They should do it here.
It would piss both of them off so fucking much.
Yeah.
Look at the art behind them.
I know.
It would just be of us.
This would be good neutral ground.
But you do have to understand something. I have known Joe since he started.
Yeah.
I mean, literally since he first set foot on stage.
In Boston.
I was there.
Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember my initial issues. Where there was another guy, Kevin Flynn, who's out of the game, and he was like a soccer jock. Mm. And at that time, Joe was like a regional kickboxing champion. And my initial reaction was like, what are these guys doing here? This isn't for them. It's like Louis once said to me years ago when Jay Moore started in New York when he was like 17. He's like, it's not for them. It's not for the good looking guys. It's not for the jocks. This is for us rejects, us guys who don't fit in. That's what comedy was.
Mm. By the way, was Jay Moore that good looking? Am I crazy?
He was cute back then.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but let's be honest. Let's go back to the truth tree then. Mark Maron is a good looking guy.
Not always. I was
Mark
a little
Maron,
sweaty.
You're a good dude. Why are you getting TV shows every fucking second, man?
And we'll get to that.
Not for my looks.
We'll get to that in a second.
It is. There's your face. I've seen you on screen.
No, he's a handsome guy. It's annoying.
You have great angles on your face.
When you were young.
Now.
Yes, you're right. You matured. When you were young, you were hideous. You were a hideous man to look at.
I was sweaty and bloated and long hair. But getting back to Joe. Look, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sex machine, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that was okay.
Ladies, who's that? That's a hot.
But look, I really couldn't land on a look, could I?
Yeah.
God, you really rotated. Now go to the Comedy Central photo down below.
Yeah.
Awful.
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 That was a bad night.
Off. I mean, this is what anti-Semites dream of.
No, that's not quite. That's not quite a full Jew. I would say full Jew. Look at the one of me and Sam Kennison. That is me at my drugged out fucking best.
Wait, what a legendary photo.
That's such a good photo.
What a crazy photo. I was out of my mind.
I know.
Out of my mind. Everything had a reason.
Was that at Crest Hill?
That was.
Did you live
back,
in Crest Hill?
I did. That was in the back lot.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Was that Fitz? Was that you and a young Fitz?
Yeah. That was in Boston. Me and Fitz. Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
Oh my God, dude.
I've never seen this photo. Look at how jacked Fitz looks.
Wow.
Yeah. And then up there on the, where's that one of me and Dave Cross in the red shirt? Dave Cross, it was probably in the mid 90s. Yeah. Hey.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that night for the Comedy Central, the first half hours, I fucked it, man. It was so sad, dude, because I got out here. I wasn't living out here and I was still doing coke then, right? And I had one guy who would get me the blow here, right? And it was, you remember Bob Baker?
Oh yeah.
Sure. Bob Baker.
Bob Baker, dude.
I couldn't trust Chewy, but Baker had other connections. You know, Chewy
had other connections.
You know, Chewy.
House of Blues, you can get in there for free.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I don't know what happened to Baker, but he wasn't a dealer, but he was here and I would say like, I'm coming out, try to get some. So I was really dead set on like trying to keep clean before that special. And I thought I did. Because I was like, I'll just do a little the night before, but I'll stop at like 6 at night, And but needless to say, I didn't sleep much and I tanked. I didn't tank, but it was not good. It was the same. That was like the same night that Hedberg, whether it was that night or the night after, did the special that made him.
Yeah.
Mm. But he didn't do well either, but he was him.
I was at that special.
Yeah. That was at the Ivy.
He bombed so bad.
Well, yeah. And he talks about it in the special, right? Doesn't he talk
he
about eating shit?
He stops at one point and comes out again. It was weird. Yeah.
But it took on mythic proportions, that special. I mean, that really was what put him on the map.
Mm.
But that was the same bunch of taping. So I was kind of sweaty. I did okay. I really didn't have my voice in totally. I was still kind of bitter. But the saddest thing about this is like, after you do a set like that, you want to go into a room full of friends and they had food there too. And I'm like, all right, I finished the set and I walk into where the food is. No one's in there but Baker. And he's going, they got roast beef. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the victory party.
So right what there. Years were you a doorman at the store though?
I got out here, I guess I guess it was 86 and 87.
Yeah.
So I got out here in like the summer of 86, became head doorman. And, you know, she made me head doorman. I got to, had to get all these idiots jackets. It was a different thing there. Mm. She tried to open one in Universal City.
Wow.
Like in a hotel there. So it was my job to make the schedule for the door guys. There was no security or anything and nobody wanted this job.
Wow.
So it was me, Rod Blackman, who wasn't a comic, Andy Volver, yeah. Mike Jeselnik. Do you remember that guy?
No.
He was a lawyer. He's in Cleveland. Jay Pope was another guy. I can't believe I'm remembering these names. But like, you know, she was like, man, you got to get him jackets. And I'm like, well, I got to get him jackets. So I'm down in fucking Chinatown trying to find black blazers for these idiots. And and then like I was living in Culver City with Steve Brill. And then they kicked me out of the apartment because like, Pete Berg, you know the director?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve Brill is also director. I went to college with Steve and we were best friends. We actually started doing comedy together.
Pete Berg is killing it now.
He does all right.
Yeah.
Like he did a few Sandler movies. He did Sandler's last special, but Berg is definitely killing it.
Berg
and he's got a real. Oh,
he
no,
was your college roommate?
Wow. No. Steve Brill was my good friend Brill. In college. Oh, so okay. Brill lived out here and there was a whole crew of them, including Berg. When I met Berg, he was like, he was trying to act. I took pictures of those guys and he used a picture I took of him as his headshot for years out in Culver City. But him and Brill were friends. And I was living with Brill in Culver City in a building his uncle owned or his mom or something. And what happened was Berg needed a place to live. So all of a sudden they're like, you can stay on the couch. And it was so sad because I was trying to get in at doing stand-up. The way I got the job as a doorman at the store is like Mitzi, I was doing PA work. This is a funny story. Like, I didn't know what the fuck to do when I got out here. I just wanted to be a comic, and I didn't know how to get on and know anything. And when I got out here, I'd showcased at the store, and I showcased. I don't even think it was a real showcase at the Improv. And I just, like, didn't know what else to do. There wasn't any other options. And I started doing PA work. And so the first job I had as a PA was on a – and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just tell me. Yeah, we have to know.
It was on a shoot for a series of videos called Kid Songs, music videos for kids.
Kids Song.
Kid Song.
Mm. Yeah. Like Kids Bop.
Yeah, whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
And this one was a circus themed one. And they were shooting at the Circus Vargas, which was on, what do you call it when they're not in season? Off season.
Off season.
Right. So I know, it's hard. I'm getting old.
I see why you're ending the show. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm gonna
save it. Come on, just finish
the
story.
5 minutes.
Don't attack me.
So it's just all these circus people and these kids and the director's all coked up and it's all crazy and I'm just a PA running around getting things. But it's like really, it's all circus people and the kids are running around. And then after a day of shooting, there were two clowns. and there after we wrap, the clowns come up to me. And they're like, you want to get high? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I'm a PA.
I've never been high with a clown.
Well, that's the fucked up thing. Yeah. Like, let's go to our trailer. So I go to the clown trailer and they're in there. And the one dude just starts rolling a joint. And I go like, hold on. You got to take the makeup off.
Yeah. I can't be stoned staring at you guys in fucking clown makeup.
I can't do the clown.
Yeah, the nose.
Clown.
Was the nose still on?
Everything was
still on. That's insane.
Oh, so anyway, so I get another PA job for Mitzi. And I didn't know it. I just got a job. You get into this circuit of PAs. And she was shooting at that time where what is over there now? Where the Petri used to be the House of Blues. And before that, it was a house.
Wow.
It was John Barrymore's old house, an old Hollywood house that Mitzi owned. And she put a restaurant in there called Barrymore's. And for a while there, no one would eat there.
Was it good?
I don't know. It's a full restaurant.
No one would fucking eat there, man.
Wow.
Well, they tried to offer packages, like, you know, dinner and the show. So you
eat
dinner
and
then you go to the main room show. But it was a restaurant for a little while and there were production offices underneath it. And she was trying to produce the Comedy Store channel. So she had all the guys that were working at that time doing all kinds of sketches and all kinds of shit. It was this big undertaking.
Ollie Joe Prater?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who was. Well, she was fucking Danny Stone at the time.
And Danny, oh my God.
Danny was like, you know, ooh, how are you? All he did was like,
oh my God.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, he has that kind of vibe.
Yeah, always wearing a suit and sweaty, bug eyed. And, you know, but.
I heard Jimmy Schubert ate her pussy, but I don't know if I can.
All right, Mark, finish your story.
Yes.
He diverts, and it's...
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, Schubert will cop to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Schubert used to say...
Really?
I think so.
Oh, that was urban myth. Okay.
No. Okay. He used to say, I had a pager on my dick. Yeah, so...
Wow.
But I don't want to talk out of school, but I think that's public information.
Sure.
Okay, good.
It is now.
So anyway, so I had auditioned for Mitzi.
Yeah.
And I was running around doing PA on this weird shoot. You know who was around? Charlie Burnett.
Yeah.
Remember the guy from Washington Square Park?
Yep.
He was in DC Cab, I think. He was a Comedy Store regular, old street performer. And I just remember he was around. Ollie Joe was around. All of them. Jan Hart, Karen Haber, all that crew of the late 80s.
Freddie Asparagus?
No, he wasn't part of that.
Okay.
But I did some blow with Freddie once up at Crestville.
All right.
But
you know who that is?
I know Freddie Asparagus. Yeah. I've heard the name.
Three Amigos.
Yeah.
He played the bartender.
Oh, he was. The, you know what? Yes.
That role was that scene. Yeah.
Where he's like, I got to get out of this town.
Yeah, it's too dangerous.
I remember, Freddie Asparagus.
He's a good guy.
Great guy. Yeah. There
he died,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he died. Oh, cool. So anyway, so I know I'm in, like, I auditioned for Mitzi. All I want to be is a comic. So I'm like, I see her at you know, she's running around or moving slowly around in her boa.
Sashaying around. Yeah.
And I go, Mitzi, I finally get a minute. I'm like, Mitzi, I'm Mark Maron. Do you remember me? I auditioned for you. She goes, oh, yeah, you're funny. Go talk to Becker and be a doorman.
Wow.
So I went up to Mike Becker's office.
Was that a big deal back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that was the entry level position.
Wow.
So I go meet with Becker and I said, she wants me a doorman. He's like, all right. And he's like, can you be head doorman? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm fucking in Chinatown buying jackets for guys. But so that's how I got in.
Wow.
And what had happened where I was living. So
Crestville.
Wait, how old were you?
No, this is before I moved to Crestville because I was still with they made me move to the couch.
Okay.
At Brill and Berg's, at Berg's house. But then they just started bringing parties home, bringing chicks home, and they'd wake me up, and Berg would be like, play some guitar. You know, I'm like, what am I doing?
Wow.
Why am I the bitch in this situation?
Get us laid, dude.
This is late 80s, right?
Yeah, and I didn't know how to get an apartment because I was a moron. I was like a feral. And I'm like, I had to get out of there. So I go look at apartments, but I don't know how to look at apartments. And then, like, an apartment opens up down the hall. Some woman needs a roommate down the hall from Berg. So I go take this apartment. And within days, you know, I'm doing blow. She's supposedly sober. I get her fucked up on blow. And, like, I drank all her champagne for her party. And then there was literally an intervention. Like, her and her boyfriend and their friend said, you can't live here anymore.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right. And then Mitzi was like, you can live at Crest Hill. And I'm like, great. So that's when
who was living there at the time, Crest Hill?
Well, for people that don't know, Crest Hill is a house that the Comedy Store owned and it's Mitzi like would house.
More on the hillside above the store.
It's right above the
it
store.
It was a great old place. At the time, it was funny because I got a really good room. The room right off the kitchen had its own bathroom. It was a good room. And then across the way, Todd Lemish, the Todd, Tamayo lived upstairs, Tamayo Suki.
Yeah.
And then across the hall, who the hell was that? Well, Todd, there was another Todd, the sound guy. He lived downstairs.
Yeah.
And eventually, Schubert was living upstairs in the porch room for a while. Nancy Redman was there for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who lived in that main bedroom. But that was sort of the crew at the time. But I remember one time, because that's why Kennison was always up there and why I had to go get the booze and everything. Because he was, you know, with Tamayo and they were always broken up. So he would like come up there and we'd do blow for 3 days and he'd just end up like pounding on our door. Like, Tamayo!
Ridge.
Oh my God.
Look at it.
Are you from the future?
No, it's a slick Ridge wallet. And they don't just make wallets, by the way. They make luggage and premium everyday gear. But I'm telling you, these things are awesome.
They're have to tell me because I'm the one that uses Ridge Wallet.
I know you do.
We love Ridge Wallet. With over 50 colors and styles, Ridge Wallet isn't just functional, it's personal. Whether you want sleek, black, forged carbon fiber, or a wallet that features your favorite NFL team, or one that just matches your vibe, they've got you completely covered, Andrew.
50 styles.
Oh my
50
God.
Colors and styles. That's so much. It's not just functional, it's personal. Also, they're doing their legendary sweepstakes for the fifth time, and this time it's actually insane. I think this is crazy, but it's amazing. The two lucky winners will get to choose between $300,000 Lamborghini Huracan Serato, $150,000 Hennessy Velociraptor, or $100,000 in cash. This is amazing that they're doing this. I think it's bonkers and incredible. But hey, if you're sleek like Ridge, they have it. to give it away. And I'm telling you, that's probably the biggest sweepstakes I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Ready to upgrade your wallet, maybe your ride? For a limited time only, head to Ridge.com/bad for 10% off your order and a chance to win Ridge's biggest sweepstakes ever, a Lamborghini.
Huracan Cerrato.
A Hennessy.
Velociraptor. Ooh. Or $100,000 in cash. No purchase necessary to enter, but every dollar you spend gets you more entries. That's Ridge.com/bad. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Open phone. If you're running a business, Andrew, you know that every time you miss a call, you're leaving money on the table, brother.
True.
When every customer conversation matters, you need a phone system that keeps you up and helps you stay connected 24/7. That's why you need Open Phone, Andrew.
Open Phone, for those that don't know, it's the number one business phone system that streamlines and scales your customer communications. It works through an app on your phone or computer, so no more carrying two phones or using a landline, you dinosaur. Get out of the old and in with the new. Say goodbye to voicemail. Their AI agent can be set up in minutes to handle calls for hours, answer questions, and capture leads so you never miss a customer. So whether you're one person operation, drowning in calls and texts, or have a large team that needs a better collaboration tool, Open Phone is a no-brainer. You can see why over 60,000 businesses trust Open Phone.
Open Phone is offering our listeners 20% off your first 6 months at openphone.com/badfriends.
That's Open Phone, openphone.com/badfriends. And if you have existing numbers with another service, Open Phone will port them over at no extra charge.
Open Phone, no missed calls, no missed customers.
Chubbies!
When I went to Hawaii, you know, I hate shorts, by the way.
Yeah, you almost never wear them.
I never wear them.
On vacation.
But I was like, how, what do I wear? And I went to Chubbies. And listen, when I wore these things, right, I didn't even notice I was wearing shorts. They looked so fashionably good. I wasn't self-conscious at all. And I like this expandable waist thing right here.
I think it's really cool. Because, I think it's by cool. the way, our waists fluctuate, all right?
Yeah.
If you're someone on the go, it's going to fluctuate a little bit. Speaking of fluctuating, Fancy B's wearing a chubby shirt right now. He's fluctuated weight. He lost a little bit of weight. He looks pretty good, huh? Mm-hmm. He looks like a fancy boy because he is fancy. If you're looking for something comfortable, sleek, affordable, Chubbies has everything. Those polos are great because they're stretchable and breathable.
Yeah.
And the shorts are incredible. They also have the Line Swim collection, which I really love because I like changing swim trunks because I like swimming in my backyard. I'm a little swimmy boy, huh? I'm a little swimmy boy.
Yeah. I just like the classic look on them too. And whether you're suiting up for cannonballs, which I love, you know, cannonballs,
you're
cookouts,
a cannonball.
You're a cookout guy.
I am a
or casual guy. Fridays. Chubbies has you covered. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our listeners 20% off your order with our code BADFRIENDS at ChubbiesShorts.com.
That's code BADFRIENDS at ChubbiesShorts.com. That's ChubbiesShorts.com. Support our show and let them know we sent you. Give Summer one last hurrah. Keep the good vibes going with Chubbies.
It was crazy. It was the last, I think, really crazy time when I was there. I talked about this recently with Andy Richter, and it all sort of comes back to you, you know, because I mean, I've told some of these stories before, but it's like when you get back to them, it's sort of like, you know, you start, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You start getting back into it.
Yeah, but yeah. But it was just so crazy because Monday night was no cover night. Right.
Wow.
So the way that worked was like all the rooms were open. They had to buy drinks, but that was like Sam night. So Sam would take over the main room Monday night. He'd show up like 10:30, 11.
Wow.
And then it was just all the freaks from Hollywood would converge. It was just such
Stevie Nicks, everyone. Right?
Well, it was porn stars occasionally. Okay. You know, people would come and Sam would have to, you know, put on like he was a good guy show for him. I remember, you know, one time, like I was such a fucking cocky dick. Like one time, in the kitchen, like they Clapton and Phil Collins had come to see Sam.
Wow.
And I don't give a fuck about Collins. And I don't really give
a fuck. But Clapton
much.
A little bit.
A little, but yeah. Not much. You know, so.
What?
He's not
Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's Eric Clapton. But like, if I'm a guitar player, so
oh, I see.
I have him in a certain place.
Okay.
I tend to play more like him than I want to, but I whatever. So he's back there.
So James Taylor, is somebody that would be impressed by him?
I interviewed him.
Okay.
He's a lot darker than you think.
Is it? Yeah.
What does fire and rain mean?
Yeah. Dude, full on depressive junkie for years. Couldn't get out from under it, dude.
Wow.
Couldn't get out from under it.
Isn't that Clapton's story too?
Yeah, but
he
like
was a
Clapton,
dark guy.
Yeah, I guess, but why does he play? He's kind of a hack. You know,
I love this. Wow, Clapton is a hack. I love that.
A blues hack, yeah. A bit.
Wow.
I mean, he had pretty good phrasing, but but I think that his best work, oddly, was with like John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, the first band he was in, when he first realized, like, if I just crank this, I can still play these old dumb blues licks and sound like a genius. So,
wow.
What?
I love you.
He'll cop to that.
Okay. Joe Bonamassa. Joe Bonamassa.
Bonamassa is a savant, but I don't know who he is. Do you?
No, but, no. But that's kind of why I like him.
That's
but you
why
think
I don't like him.
You think he keeps him hidden? He keeps himself hidden in order for us to not find out?
No, I just think he's a sort of like naturally gifted guitar player.
Yeah.
Who can play the fuck out of anything. And he's a good mimic. And he's like, you know, he can play
he's
like anybody. Yeah. Yeah. But like, I don't, if you can fake feeling, who do I believe? You know, like you got to figure like Freddie King could only play Freddie King. Mm. And when Freddie King plays Freddie King, you're like, holy fuck, this guy's really in it. So Bonamassa can play exactly like Freddie King. I'm like, yeah, but you're not Freddie King. It sounds right.
Right.
But the
who
feeling's not there. Right.
Well, who's
makes
the,
sense?
Yeah, who's your god then? Who's the guitar god?
Well, that's a good question.
Or who are the gods, plural then? Who are the three gods? If there's a little Mount Rushmore, a little whatever, who three, four gods?
In terms of guitar playing?
Yeah.
Hendrix?
Look, you know, in terms of blues, you know, I'll go with those old guys. You know, I like Freddie, and I like Albert, and I like, who else do I listen to?
First names? Give me the last name too, man.
But I like Howlin' Wolf. I like his guitarist, okay, Hubert Sumlin. I like, what?
This is deep to cut. Like,
I'm sorry.
Any of these fucking, Albert Holmes?
Albert King?
Oh.
Albert King was Stevie Ray's guy.
What are you looking at me for?
You know Albert King.
He was Stevie Ray's guy.
You
okay,
do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Freddie King like was pretty great. He's Clapton's guy. But I like dirty shit. I like Hound Dog Taylor.
Oh, wow.
That, I mean, I like dirty fucking blues. I'm a big Keith Richards guy, and he's not really a lead player, but I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Hendrix a lot. I mean, you can listen to Hendrix. That stuff's crazy.
It's still
sticks. But he's doing Buddy. It's so funny. I saw Buddy Guy, you know, because, you know, Hendrix got a lot of Buddy Guy in him. And it was very funny when I saw Buddy Guy and Junior Wells when I was in college in Cambridge. They were both shit-faced. It was second show. And Buddy was like, "You like Hendrix? I'll show you Hendrix." And he just started doing these licks. I'm like, holy shit, those are your licks. You know, but Hendrix was a genius. So
you don't like pop bands then? Like when Nirvana came about, did you like it?
That's pop? No, I like Nirvana, sure.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I listen to
pop?
Popular music.
Well, they became very popular.
Yeah.
No, I listen to all the music, dude. I'm a big Iggy Pop fan, big Stooges fan.
Yeah.
Did you ever find yourself...
I used to listen to, like, I was listening to Skinner the other day. I grew up in New Mexico, dude. So I had to.
All right, dude.
But I knew a guy at a record store who was like one of these like weirdo art guys, Steve LaRue. And he turned me on to all the sort of art rock stuff and Bowie. And then, but on the radio, there was Skinner and all that other shit. So I'm pretty well versed in all of it. What do I go back to the most? I think I honestly listen to more Stones than I think.
Stones more than anything.
Well, I go back to them. AC/DC, huge Angus Young fan. He's definitely one of my guys.
Okay.
Angus Young on the lead guitar.
And a fucking performer, no less.
But you can't beat that guy. And his licks are just straight up blues licks. But man, he's one of the best.
Good performer.
Fuck it. He's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
Great guitar
player. Did you find yourself ever liking John Prine or no?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I like John Prine.
I could see you liking him a
lot. Oh, he's good. I interviewed him. Great guy.
Because I feel like he's kind of your style of guy where... He does
clever. He's clever.
No, that's not what I would say. I would say no. He just doesn't give a fuck if it feels like it's supposed to be the right way. If it's like, I'll do it my way.
He does it his way, and some of his songs are fucking great.
Oh, there's
Angel from Montgomery.
Oh. All right, well, why don't you end your podcast?
Sorry about that, Mark.
Oh, let's get back to what we started
yeah,
with.
Yeah, let's go with the original stuff.
I don't know what...
Yeah, I drifted from it. It's just like John Prine, this and that, feeling. I don't know about that.
Well, we're just chatting.
I don't like it. Let's go back to it.
But the thing with Joe... Yeah.
Is I don't know that we have a lot to talk about because of my, you know, my idea of what he's done to comedy.
Sure.
And I don't think it's great. I think that it's tribalized, and I think that, you know, he's created a sort of army of people that think they know comedy, but they only know a specific thing, and what they think is good is not necessarily good. It may be what they're like, what they like, but on the outside of that, most of the sort of sensitive weirdos that we all grew up with in comedy have been sort of pushed aside, and the space for them has become limited. And it's a little.
But there was a time, though, that alt comedy was the.
Not all comedy. I'm not even talking about the alt people.
Okay.
I'm talking about just like interesting stand ups.
Right.
You know, weirdos.
Yeah. Like Brent Weinbach has a great special.
Sure.
I think he's so weird.
Joe Mandy.
Yeah, Joe Mandy.
You know, and now it's like kind of this, you know, there's this cultural idea of what comedy is.
Is there a world, and I understand what you're, I get your perspective.
Yeah.
Is there a world where both these things exist and it doesn't fucking matter?
They do.
Well, so this is what I always say. Like, I get that you don't like that world. That's part of why I love you, because you're like, fuck that, and you'll shit on it. And that's what's great about
comedy. There's some good comics in there, and there is a lot of middle section. There's a lot. I believe that we all exist in the same world.
And it
world.
Doesn't matter is my point. I get why
It's not all on him.
No.
The culture has changed.
Right.
And, in you know, and I don't necessarily think for the better, but it's changed in a lot of ways in that, look, you know, there are comics that only drive clips and that, you know, only do crowd work, and they don't care if they do other people's jokes because the traction is with the clip.
Mm.
And what they don't realize, I think, and what a lot of people don't realize is that you're the internet's bitch. You're the platform's bitch. So in the sense that if you're not able to fucking confidently do an hour without worrying about getting clips so you can get people come see you to do crowd work,
yeah.
What are you really?
Right.
What is your voice? Who do you work for? You'd like to think you're working for yourself,
yeah.
But you're just a platform bitch who doesn't really need to find who they are up there or do anything interesting at all. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So, and the bigger problem about what you're saying, yes, I think we all still do exist, but the nature of the comedy business is fragmented and some of it's tribalized. But there used to be a lot more weirdos around,
yeah,
who were kind of exciting and interesting and took it a different place. I would argue with just talky talk comedy, there's not that many people bringing it to a different place, dude.
Right. Well, there is some good ones that, like, I think that kid Casey Rocket's really entertaining and fun and different and unique. I think they're there, right?
Yeah.
I think the problem is there's so much sludge. There's so much shit. There's way more noise than we've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
So it's hard to appreciate or even care because all that's really being shown is kind of the constant, like, give it to him, give it to him, give it to him, give it to him. So I get
I'm tired of the attitude.
I thought you were going to say violence in this country.
No. I'm tired. They come up back to L.A. One guy, I want to name his name, and go, oh, you seem like you're thriving. And he goes, I'm killing it.
Killing it, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, whoa, dude.
You moved out
because you couldn't survive here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different...
It's an animal. Well, I think the weirdos you're referring to, by the way, were birthed, and I defend this till I'm fucking blue in the face, were birthed at the Comedy Store.
A lot of them.
I think the biggest mistake that's made whenever I go back east is, you know, the New York guys that I have very close friends out there, they make fun of the store and blah, 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 blah for all the years. And I'm always like, dude, you'll never find a bigger group of fucking lunatic all over the mappers. When I moved here in 06, it was wackadoo central.
Yeah,
The late nights were fucking insane.
In fact,
the front patio, you were like, is this illegal, whatever this is?
I know.
Do these people live here?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I think I always push, I was like, people don't know that about the store. They think they hear this like corporate bro. And that happens internally in LA a lot too, where they're like, the store is a fucking, you know, whatever, sellout factory of fucking bro comics.
Not anymore.
No, but there was a wash of it that came through. And I think—
Yeah, Joe, they moved to Austin.
But I think even up to a few years, even when I was starting out, and the Largo guys or the East Side guys, if I go do East Side shows, they would make fun of me going back because I had a lot of good friends that were East Side guys.
Yeah,
and we started because
they couldn't cut it at the store.
I know, but they still would hate on me for going. They'd be like, "Why the fuck you going there, Santino? It's all fucking loot." And I hate it because I was like, "You don't get it. That place is diverse and insane and weird."
But the bottom line is, you got to do the job.
You got to do the job.
East Side job. You don't got to do the job,
right?
You got a bunch of like-minded people that'll sort of watch you worm your way through a personal story that goes nowhere,
right?
And find love. The whole issue and whatever alternative comedy was, it didn't deliver the goods because it ain't around anymore. And that weird argument, it wasn't that alternative comics were open micers. They were just trying to do something different.
Right.
But if you're brought up with the working ethic of like, you know, you open, you middle, you headline, and then you fucking do the job, that wasn't the same sense of purpose. So when you do the store, and the reason why I've never stopped doing it, and I was always a club comic from the beginning. But
you're like Blade, though. You live in both worlds.
That's right. Well, I helped build the alternative world in New York. But I'm
just saying, there's some comics like you that do both.
Sure.
I wonder why. I mean, there's you. I think Zach lives in both. Galifianakis. Patton Oswalt lives in both.
Yeah.
But some of them don't live in both.
Well, some of them don't live anywhere anymore. I'm not sure what they're doing. But
they're back on that couch, baby.
But the truth is that, like, in my mind, it's like you got to be able to do the job for whoever.
Right. Yeah.
So like the idea, and sometimes at the store, it's hard. It's not always easy at the store.
No, there's
a lot of times where most of the room doesn't know who the fuck I am, but that's the job.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you know, I do have my people and I go do theaters and stuff.
Of course.
But you want to go put yourself through the, I still have that weird ethic. It's like, because a lot of people are like, why would you go to the store anymore? I'm like, I don't know. Because I got to do the job.
Yeah.
And it's a way to know whether shit really works. If you can make it work over there,
yeah,
it's going to work anywhere.
I think that's it. I think everyone that got successful at the store, that became a store person or a store name,
yeah,
they have that like unrelenting, I have to be a comedian. I have to do it.
Yeah.
Like even
no other choice.
When wives and girlfriends and friends are like, what are you going to do? You're going to the fucking now?
That's why I don't have any of those things.
Yeah.
So you want transition to stick?
Real fast. All right. Yeah.
Well just because I can even tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
He was a very masterful golf player.
I know.
You do?
I do. I know he's a good golf player.
He's also a great bowler. He's good at everything.
Yeah, he's like he's got all those white guy sports down.
Right. Yeah. He does, right?
I have some of the black ones. Yeah.
He's also, I don't know if you know this,
yeah,
great actor.
Okay, I think you are.
We've talked about this before. You're okay. A great actor.
Yeah, but okay? Anyway.
He should have gotten something on stick.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with you.
I kept telling them, you know, where's Andrew?
They kept saying, no thanks. I was mad. We saw the show Stick. It's a great show. It's on Apple. Of course, our good friend Mark Maron is on it.
You wouldn't have played my part, though.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
You would have played Owen's part. Date. That was a tough sell.
Yeah.
I think he was attached early.
Yeah, it was either me or Owen, basically.
No.
There's no other part. The joke is there's no other parts. It's Owen and a young child in him. It's like a fucking...
There's no one-liner?
You could have easily done Timothy Oliphant's role.
Yeah, fuck you, Timothy.
And you could have... You could have done the kid's dad's role, too.
Who's that? What's his name?
I forget the actor. He's great. But I mean, I'm just thinking, like, you could have done those.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Recommend. I'm the only fucking comedian that... Me and Nate Bargatze are the only comedians that golf.
It's so funny. I sent Nate a picture of me and Owen. I don't even know the guy's name.
This is going to piss me the fuck off, I bet.
Yeah.
Be a guy that I like.
I'm sure you like him. The fact that I can't remember his name is not great, but hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Holy shit, I didn't know that him and I talked.
Oh, so Happy Gilmore 2, you should have gotten a real golf part in that, too.
Yeah, why didn't you get a role in that?
Not going to say anything bad right now if Sandra's listening, okay? Thank you, Adam.
Thank you for everything. Adam.
As if Adam would ever fucking hear this.
Listening?
No. You know what's so funny? He might. He's got his finger on the pulse. He's not listening to our show. He's pretty good, though. Adam knows.
He's so good.
Adam knows.
He's smart.
I'll be honest with you. I thought that last special that Josh Safdie directed was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, fact.
It was
I'm
like,
serious.
And nobody watched it. And it was so weird. And it was so clear that he had an agreement with Adam to be like, I'm going to do some shit during the show.
Yeah.
And you're just going to react to it.
Well, the special before that got a lot of love because it was more... Oh, that's Colin Morikawa.
Yeah. So I sent that picture to Nate. And Nate says, this is my happiest day.
Oh, that's...
I never in a million years thought I would see this picture.
You with Colin Morikawa is so funny. And Colin Morikawa, of course, is...
A human.
Asian.
Okay.
Yeah, Asian.
Okay.
He's like you, bud.
Damn it. I got it right.
Just like you, big guy.
Yeah. It's like if you got a photo with Thierry Henry or something.
It would change your life.
It would piss me off.
Yeah. God, I hope I do one day.
He's one of the greatest French
soccer players
of all time.
Yeah, I'm not a sports guy in any way.
I'm just saying if you had...
I know that. Well, golf's not a sport. It's an activity.
But I mean, I'm athletic, but I don't do...
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
He has been working out a lot more than usual.
I know. Look at your legs.
I thought we were cutting down on the Zins, though. We're not. The no is no. We're not. And we're not.
I'm
not even...
Now I'm starting to see them all around my yard because I don't even spit them in the right place. I'm just like, and now you know you got a problem where you're like, is that a zin?
Why
like,
did
under
it,
my pillow?
My buddy told.
Why
me.
Why did it end your podcast?
Time wait, out. Hold on.
Finish this. Yeah. Stick sink.
Yeah. We're gonna get there.
The interesting.
Am I a
thing,
bad interviewer?
No.
Yeah. No. No.
I'll be honest with you about the stick casting for me.
Yeah.
Is that like, okay, so I get offered that role of Mitts, and it's the role of a caddy. So I immediately said, like, I read some of the scripts. I'm like, I don't know anything about golf. And they were, and I was basically saying, no, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. And they're like, doesn't matter. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, I have a podcast. I can't do it. And they're like, no, we'll figure it out. And I'm like, okay. And I kept telling them I couldn't do it. But ultimately what became appealing was a couple of things, that if I want to act, I should do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The business is so anemic now. If you get an offer and you say no, you're like, all right, well, then you shouldn't do anything.
Right. Because this is it.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah.
But the thing that was appealing to me was outside of the, I don't really need to play golf in it.
No.
But the friendship between two guys who are sad for very deep reasons and have stuck by each other for this long through thick and thin and through these emotional cycles, well, that was kind of compelling to me. To be able to play that. And I thought I could play that. And the nature of a caddy is it like fundamentally codependent. I mean, you're there to service the dude.
Yep. Mm.
So that dynamic with Owen, I thought was really interesting and could be kind of touching. And that was really what drove me to it. And I learned enough about golf to sell it, but it wasn't on me to carry the golf of that show.
Mm. Pun intended, carry as a caddy. Yeah, you didn't have to carry the golf of the show. But it didn't matter because... honestly, like anything else.
He got a straight offer, bro.
What's that?
Straight offer.
Can I finish the thing with him and I okay, so we can ahead. Have a good, go you know what I mean? A good rapport out of it? In the middle of the thing. Am I a bad interviewer to the guys in the booth? No, you're the best. Anyway.
It's a conversation, Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask away. Whatever
no,
else.
Go, no, go yeah, ahead.
No. Finish no, no. Well, we were going to tie it up. But
tie it up, dude. Put a button in it.
Yeah.
You see a button in it. You see how good he is at the thing?
On it. Yeah.
Fuck, that's
good. It's good. What? I think this whole comedy team thing works for you guys.
And it really does.
It does, yeah.
We're not, we're our own little ships. And nobody wants to be on this boat, by the way. Like when people say like, you know, those worlds have been kind of, I don't want to say like corporatized or whatever, or eaten alive by other bigger things.
Yeah.
And Bobby sometimes will say, how come nobody wants to buy our show?
Yeah.
And I'll say, buddy, we're not really sellable. Yeah. We're not really like...
No, but you thank God, because you just run your own ship and cash your own checks.
Whenever someone says, this is kind of funny, we don't ever have politics on the show. Like, we never do it, because we just are like, that's not for us.
Yeah.
Go over there.
Yeah.
I don't like it on this show. And we had a few offers of like people, politicians wanted to come on the show.
Mm.
None of the big ones.
Yeah.
But anyway...
I only did a sitting president.
I know. We remember.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate because it was the...
What?
It was the...
The black one?
It was the black one, yeah. You said it, not me. You were the one. Take it away, Mark.
It was great.
No, he was fucking amazing. It was one of the best interviews of all time. No, but I said we shouldn't have politicians on. You know, he obviously agreed. He's like, yeah, I don't want that shit on here. And then I also thought, have they seen this show? Like, this is not.
But that's the thing. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
All they want is your audience.
That's right.
They don't
that's,
give a fuck.
Well, that's what's
because
so sad.
Politicians will talk right through you.
Right.
They don't give a shit.
They're not.
They're going to say what they want to say no matter what.
Right.
And they're going to, you know, and you can say whatever you want, and they'll be like, yes, but I'm going to say this now.
Right. Wow. I'm going to say what I want to say.
Yeah.
And also, why'd you quit your podcast?
That's Bobby's question.
I know, but Bobby, go ahead and ask it.
Well, because
I texted you, didn't I? And what did I say?
He said
it was very nice.
Yeah, he said congratulations.
I said thank you, Podfather. And
yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah,
and good luck in the future.
Yeah,
did I say anything? I don't
know. You fucking did. Of course, you didn't text.
No,
me.
You were like, why?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Why? I'll tell you why I was mystified by it. Is that right? The word?
Sure, that works.
Yeah, I love when he tries.
God,
it did work, but
like,
I love it.
If it were the 40s, you guys would be the best team. Because you'd be like, what, Bobby? You'd be like,
all right.
Don't you think we're a good throwback that to
wasn't,
old
that
comedy
wasn't even
teams?
An Asian thing.
No.
Okay.
That was just a tone.
Sounded like Asian.
No, it was just
I've heard villagers say that.
We are like a good comedy duo from the old days.
Totally.
Of like the old stupid wackadoo.
You're the straight guy and he's the wacky guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
classic.
It,
you're like Marty Allen.
Go ahead, wacky guy.
Hello there. That's Marty Allen.
Hello there.
See, that was racist. Do you see what he did?
Yeah, I see what this is now.
Yeah.
No, no, that's
it's a team up. Mm. It's an old school team up.
It's a team up.
Go ahead, Bobby. Let's be serious.
So let's be serious for a second. Because you've had, I think, the best guests, I mean, you can imagine.
Thank you.
You've had Leo, right? Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama.
Yep.
Right. In that order, by the way.
Yep.
It goes Leo, Brad Pitt, yeah. Barack Obama.
The best, one of the best moments of the podcast, we had Barack Obama on, and then President Obama, and then we did, me and my producer did a sort of post talk about what it was like to have the president on, and people were like, who are you going to put on after that? And we were like, I think Rich Voss.
Wow, wow, wow. Rich Voss, very funny. A little drop, though.
The best.
A little drop from the president of the United States?
Voss is so funny. I've known him forever.
He's so funny.
So funny.
I knew him when I was starting out in Boston. He used to come up from New York, and back then he had like this Jerry Curl Italian ponytail, little Italian horn necklace. But he was always something. But it was so funny. I had a great interaction with him because, you know, he knows Norton, and I'm friends with Norton, and I haven't talked to Norton in a while. And I saw Voss at the Comedy Store, and I'm like, how's Jimmy doing? Is Jimmy doing all right? I haven't heard from him. And he goes, Jimmy's great. He's got a beautiful wife with a huge cock.
All true.
All true. Yeah.
Why'd you make the decision?
Your hair looks good, buddy.
Please stop.
It does.
Stop with this.
It does.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what, guy?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You're misreading me again.
No, I'm not misreading
you. Yes, you are. You always think that I'm, like, you know, condescending, or I'm busting your balls. I'm being
honest. It's because of the history we once had.
Yeah, but
at one point, you didn't like me.
No, that's not true. That was all in your head.
Okay.
At one point, he doesn't like everybody.
That's not true.
But then he learns to like you a little bit.
Right. I'm just guarded. It's not that
you've never had a point where you didn't like him or you didn't like me.
I never didn't like you. I didn't know you. Like, I...
There we go.
That's how he does it. Yeah.
All right, good. I didn't know you either. I would treat you like shit.
And here's the problem.
I would argue that I didn't treat you like shit. I may have come off as a lot of people think arrogant, but it's not. I'm just like, I'm just guarded.
Right. If everybody thinks it, may it be true.
But you know me now.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I love you.
I'm a pretty softy guy.
Great guy.
Once
sensitive.
Once you get the key to me.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, Mark. Yes, that is to be true. The problem is, losers like us.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, we fucking loved you through it because we were like, I still really like him and I really want him to like me, exactly. But I don't think he likes me. And we did that, and we all did that.
Although I was so, did I tell you about Oklahoma City?
No.
I'm shooting the Green Day movie in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I'm at the hotel, I have the day off, and I'm coming out of my hotel room, and from afar, I see the back of his head. But I thought, there's no way that's Mark Maron.
Yeah.
He turns around, and it was the most exciting. I was excited. I speed ran towards you. It was
so
unbelievable.
Excited.
Yeah, well. He was doing a show there.
Yeah.
I was stuck in a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great meeting.
It was great.
But he had the other times when he didn't look at you in the hallway and he just waved.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days?
Yeah. Well, I think that you didn't like my style of comedy. I'm very needy on stage. I use little tricks.
Who isn't needy on stage?
Yeah, I use tricks on stage that you wouldn't, you know what I mean, do. Let's be honest.
What are some of the tricks?
Right? Just like, you know
what's
what I mean?
Not a Mark Maron trick that you do?
Well, I kiss people on the lips.
You do.
Different things like, you know.
Pube shot.
Yeah, show the belly.
Show the belly. Yeah. The little tricks that, you
but
know.
I want you to know that once you guys, anybody, any comic, once you figure out the trick of me and you figure out how to bust my balls, it's over.
Yeah, it is.
I don't believe that. I believe you softened.
No.
No, yes.
No, he's saying there's a, look, dude, he's saying.
He softened.
He's saying a little, there's a fucking code and you got to get to the code. And once you get to, you know what it is in video game? Like, once you found out where that extra thing was in Mario and you were like, I know how to get that fucking thing.
Oh, right.
But it looked threatening and hard. But
once you get the thing, you jump
on the mushroom, you get to the thing, then you get it.
You got the thing.
That's what it really is. That's Mark's thing.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And you got to get there.
But also, when I knew you, it was like, I knew you when WTF was new.
Yeah.
Even before when you were married to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Weird.
What are you fucking doing?
I thought maybe it was a secret or something. I'm through it.
You're through it. Yeah. He's through it. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, which, you know, I have feelings about. But but I knew when you weren't as successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason why you started WTF is because you were in a good place.
Bad place.
Very bad place.
Yeah.
And you were a little angry and sad.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think that once you got through
The divorce. Yeah.
You're right. And yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, WTF started taking off. Then you were getting TV spots and you were all the things that you deserved, you got.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you softened.
Well, I softened with age and I softened with a lot of stuff. But yeah, but also the primary intention of WTF at the beginning was to sort of settle these scores of people that either I did have problems with or people who had problems with me. And most of the time when I thought I had, you know, caused some trouble for somebody or they didn't like me, they didn't even know what I was talking about. And I'd be,
yeah.
You know, I'd bring up these events and be like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah. And it was like I had decided somehow that I was an outsider of the community.
You're not.
And that, no, I'm not. But you know, I'm crazy.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's true.
You're a leader.
Well.
Yeah, you are. You're a leader in the community. You're one of the forefathers.
But you're also crazy.
You're crazy.
So this lines up.
Yeah.
A little bit.
All right.
Bit
so say paranoid. It. Yeah. So say it.
What?
What? Why?
Why did I stop?
Just why? Why are you done?
Why?
Oh. Well, the truth is, like, we've been doing it 16 years. And, you know, when we set out to do it, it was not, there was no money to be made. It was really just an act of trying to create something, you know, honest and interesting. And it evolved over time. And my producer and I were audio guys, and he's a very specific type of producer. He spends a lot of time with these interviews. He crafts them. And over time, it developed a very personal style. And it was sort of a sort of the arc of my life and my engagement with these people. But it was ultimately a lot about me. And the thing about the show is that we've worked very hard at it. We never wanted to do video. It was never part of our thing. We're not content generators. I mean, we don't put things into the world to make money, really. And the fact was, is 3 years ago, we got that deal with the platform and it was something we deserved. And it was not a huge deal, but it was a good one.
It was a good one.
And, you know, we got in under the wire on that. And right before we took the platform deal, we were like, you know, we don't have to keep doing this. We've done an amazing thing. We've helped sort of create a foundation for this medium. We've created a style of doing it that a lot of people copped. And, you know, we're still operating at the quality has never shifted. The audience has never gone away. But it really becomes a question of like, how long do we need to do this? And the arc of the deal with the platform is 3 years and it's coming up on that. And we made our money in a way, but it becomes I think the landscape is different. You know, we do what we do and people still do it, come to it. Audio is a great thing. But after a certain point, it's like, we've interviewed everybody. And my producers, like, we're a little exhausted. It's consumed our entire lives. And we just thought, like, in terms of our legacy, why not just let it be done? You know, why do you want to end up, like, down the line having people going, like, oh, Maron's still doing it? Who the fuck needs that?
Yeah.
God, that's wild.
That's wild.
By the way, he gets regarded as an interviewer in public, and you and I are at the airport, and people go, Bobby's mom! That's what we hear.
Yeah. You know what I also get? The reason I'm doing a special is because podcasters come see my show, and then afterwards they go, wow, we didn't think you could do stand-up.
I know.
They never knew you did it.
Yeah, they never even knew I did it.
And that's the most important thing in our lives.
Yes.
When's yours coming out?
I shoot in January.
How long is it going to be?
You know a headline on the road, Mark?
How many openers you put?
Two or three?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Three or four?
Yeah.
You have to understand something. I think you're fucking hilarious.
Okay.
And you don't believe that.
You're doing a special.
Oh, he doesn't want the attention.
I don't want the attention.
Yeah.
You're doing a special.
I shot a special in New York.
Yes.
And I think it's one of the best I've done.
Wow.
Where is it at? Where'd you shoot?
I shot it at the Bam Harvey. It's like, in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I was going to do it at Town Hall again, but I don't love that space. And I said, isn't there like an 800, 900 seater anywhere in New York?
You only did one show?
No, I did two shows.
Okay.
But the theater is like this old theater from the early 1900s and they've maintained it, but they didn't restore it. So it almost has sort of a half a ruin feeling.
Ooh.
And they had this back wall that looked like a fucking piece of modern art. And I'm like, that wall is the whole thing. We got to make that part of it. And the production design on it is fucking genius.
Wow.
The guy, like the production design guy, he saw the space and he wanted to integrate it. And I'm the, of the mind that you can't really make those things look that much different than anything else.
No, leave them alone.
But this guy was genius. He goes, I'm thinking Katsuki. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. So I Google it, and it's this ancient Japanese art of restoring ceramics with gold to in the cracks. To,
right.
It's all, and I'm like, all right, well, that sounds good. You just do that. So we just created this vibe that was amazing. I did a full fucking 73 minutes. I had it in my mind.
73.
Well, they wanted an hour. And like, I believe this is what we work for. And that's why I love HBO, is because they curate shit.
Yeah.
They're still producing good shit.
Yeah.
And I,
yeah.
And they're like, you're going to do an hour. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do an hour. But then I was like, I think it should be 73. Because my last special was 73, so I got it in my head that's what I could do. 73. And they were like, all right, fine, do it. And it's so fucked up, and I guess it's just a testament to how long I've been doing this. Like, I had like an hour and 45 for the tour, and I knew a few weeks going into it that I had to get it down, and I just got the redundancies out, I found the callbacks. But I swear to God, both shows that I did that night, 73 minutes, like, wow. On the fucking dot.
Wow.
No cognizant of the time. You were just rolling.
No.
Wow.
And I look at the clock and I'm closing at 73. I'm like, I know how to do this.
73 is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's good though. And I just want to tell
it's
you.
It's going to be on the HBO.
HBO. It premiered August 1st.
August 1st.
August 1st. Go check it out.
Yeah.
What's please. It called?
Panicked.
Literally perfect.
It's perfect.
And by the way, for the record, go see, watch Panicked right now on HBO. A great name is hard to find. We're trying to find his name for his special.
Yeah, but we'll figure it out later.
No, give him, come on.
Could you call it Bobby?
Yeah, that's good.
With a lot of E's.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah. It was going to be called Trauma Llama.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Trauma Llama is really good. AI generated that, unfortunately. As we asked what AI thought it would be.
What's in the running though, really?
I have no idea.
Well, no, we had a few. The Slept King he likes, Trauma Llama, Chink in the Armor. I think that one's very funny. I do think that one's very funny.
Yeah.
AI came up with all these.
Yeah. Watch Marks.
What was the other one?
Tiger Daddy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Tiger Daddy.
I think you should capitalize on, you know, the name of these shows.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Well, my nickname on Tiger, but my other podcast is the Slept King.
Right.
Yeah.
The what king?
The Slept King.
What is that? Slept?
Yeah, because I'm not woke. I'm the opposite.
It's too complicated.
Okay. See what I mean? No one's gonna get it. Hard to find.
Yeah.
It's hard to get. Panicked. Panicked on HBO. I see it. I get it.
Okay.
And I'm sure you named that yourself.
I did. We had a few things in the running, but I kind of stuck with that one. I'm like, let's just do this.
What was the other one?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
You don't have to clear it with HBO, right? They don't care.
You got to.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and you definitely got to clear it with HBO. But we were going with one that I thought was too long, and now I can't even remember.
Equanimity and the Bird Theory or whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I just was. But it's really hard to find those one word ones, and you kind of feel like you need to. Many of them are done already.
Right, or it's two words, but it's quick. It's got to be pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be fast.
Yeah, I can't remember the fucking other names. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
but when I got Panicked, I'm like, this is it.
Panicked is perfect.
Thank you.
Panicked is perfect. Go see Panicked on HBO.
All right, thanks.
For those of our fans.
That's very nice of you.
We love you.
Yeah.
We always say thank you for being a bad friend to the audience, and I want you to do it because it'll be a nice sign-off for us.
Thank you for being a bad friend. And
that's it.
No, don't cut him off.
That's it!
Fuck.
You don't do more?
And I'll be honest with you. These two guys are good friends and of mine. And if I was in a pinch, I know I could call either of these.
Yeah, guys. Thank you.
We love you.
Wow, that was